I'm Katie Maris, author of Earning Her Business, and I am brewing solutions with these awesome guys.
So the fifth question I have for you today, it's along the lines of how you look at life. You know, there's a lot of ways to look at life. You can look at it positive or negative, or you can just look at it as I'm just getting through life, right? And that doesn't necessarily, it's more like a neutral way.
That'd be a sad way to live, but yeah.
You know, I always talk about being uncomfortable, constant growth, keep growing, and things like that. You know, if you were to give one tip today, and you were to give a tip to man or woman out there, hey, this is the one thing that you, if you started this today, this is going to help you, you know, 365 days from now, you're going to be a better person if you just started doing this one thing. What would that be?
Oh,
deep question.
You stumped me right now. That is deep because it's one thing. I can give you many things.
You got to consolidate so many things, right? So if this is your elevator pitch with a person that could be the future, you know, biggest problem that we're facing, solver of the future, what would you drop inside of their cup for them to sip on so that they go brew solutions in their world?
Choose love every time.
Oh, come on.
Tell
come
it, girl.
On. Choose come on, love girl. Every time.
Say it. Preach it. That's come right.
Give it, I agree. It is, if you greet each day with love in your heart, there is nothing that can go wrong because you will see everybody for who they are and you will live life in gratitude and you will be great. You'll be grateful for the life you've been given. So I would say, choose love. And if you think about the way the world is right now and you think about the riots going on and, I don't even want to get into it, but all lives matter, all black lives matter, everybody's life matters. If we were in COVID and how we're all suppressed right now, if we choose love and love is that, you know, base of everything we do when we wake up, then the world would work itself out. If every person chose to love, then we'd be okay. Because there's not one message that I couldn't deliver from the base and the foundation of love that wouldn't be received properly. But if that message is same message is delivered with frustration, with hate for the world, with woe is me, with I'm just getting through life, you could have the same message. It will be heard completely differently. Your tone will change. Your words would change. Whereas if you're delivering a message with love, and you choose love, that message becomes softer, kinder, and more about the person you're serving versus yourself.
I love that too. That is strong.
Okay, so there you go. If I were to give one tip, it would be to choose love.
That is so strong on so many.
It's so simple, so yet it's angles. So deep at the same time. You know, and it's I don't know. That was a great answer.
I couldn't get through life if I didn't choose love. Like I couldn't, and I mean, love leads to forgiveness, right? Like a lot of us hold grudges and forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves. It's not a gift you give someone else, right? It's whether or not you want to carry that burden, right? So, but if you don't love so there's a couple of things that stem from love. Love is you don't judge and then you don't, and you forgive. Because if you're coming from a place of love, you have understanding, you're judgment free. And then if somebody has done something, you forgive. So it is. So love literally is the thing that we need to wake up doing every morning.
I believe the way to heal the world is one broken heart at a time. And if we actually achieve that, then systems around us begin to change because ultimately the people make the system and we can recreate all of the systems that work against us once we start affecting the hearts that represent us and that actually make the connections happen.
No doubt.
I've seen incredible stories, seen incredible things happen because one person that was in a place of power inside of a system had a heart change and the whole thing pivoted. And so because of that, I am convinced that the way we heal this world and the way we bring people together is one broken heart at a time. And that requires us being able to do what we've done with you today. That's listen to somebody's heart on matters and actually get the chance to have a cup of coffee and a conversation with them so that we can go forward brewing solutions for the masses.
That's right.
This has been such an incredible experience. I hate that we're having to come to an end, but this is an incredible five-liner with an incredible that we are going to be brewing so much more with. And I'm excited to hear all of the great things that are coming to you. But right now, I know that this season, you're going to get the chance to celebrate success like never before.
Oh, wow.
And get the chance to reflect on the legacy that is actually the people that you're getting ready to meet. Like, you're going to see an exponential growth in legacy out of people that you have even yet to look in the eyes of. And it's exciting because you're the next great story is getting written, or the next great chapter is coming to the book. You know what I mean? And I'm pumped up.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with us, and a lot of people in the same rhythm as us, and I'm pumped up about it. I get so passionately excited. But I'm a mama's boy, so I always am speaking from my heart more than I'm talking from a book that I know. You know what I mean? But
your mom's taught you well, then.
She has. She is a closer, for sure.
Yeah, mothers are. Both our mothers are probably would be major car people if they wanted to be. My mother's Korean. She's from another country. You know, she was born and raised in Korea her whole life. She was, you know, my father met her when he was in the military, brought her over here, and now she's as American as it gets now. But you know, she definitely has the Korean in her. But she raised us right. She raised me with, like, you know, to understand people, to have compassion, love, to, you know, to believe in people, to trust somebody before you don't trust them, you know, at least give them a
benefit. Oh, yeah. Give trust before giving reason not to, for sure. Yeah.
Don't ever judge somebody until you get to know them, you know, and that's
judge them. Yeah. That's it. It's,
yeah. So, man, what a great five-liner. What a great five-liner. We'll be back here in a moment with the fresh news.
Thank you so much. Go, guys. Core Gals. We'll be right back.